Restoring My Soul, Monday the 18th of November. Satan Gains Advantage. Let us note the way in which Satan gains an advantage in a marriage relationship that is not established in the fellowship and order of headship. A woman becomes dominant within a relationship when a husband vacates his headship role to her. This happens when he looks into her face for his identity verification, complying with and supporting the endeavors that belong to her anxiously driven romantic agenda for the household. He secures her affirmation and affection through this compliance. Orientated in this manner, the man forsakes the face of Christ in the fellowship of the presbytery. Because a man has vacated his headship role through disobedience to the word, Satan gains access to his household. Satan energizes the wife, who presumes to give direction to the household, using the authority that belongs to her husband against him. She accuses and abuses him for his failure to stand up in headship, and, by this means, he is oppressed by unclean spirits. The woman's spiteful demeanor toward her husband as she uses his authority against him causes the dystrophy of his identity. Under this trauma, he increasingly relies on her acceptance for identity verification. This is why he continues to seek her approval, even though she mistreats him. The woman who engages with her husband in this manner has her head uncovered, while her husband's head is covered. Paul emphasized that because of this, a household is vulnerable to oppressive spirits. These unclean spirits have unmitigated access to the house, subjecting those who belong to the household, including their children, to oppression. Where a couple presumes to minister in the church under these conditions, Christ is dishonored, and alternative gospels flourish. This is particularly the case when the wife presumes to pray or prophesy. Her expression is not of the Spirit of God, but of Satan himself. Jesus identified this particular leavened engagement in the church as the spirit of Jezebel. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 3 verse 6, Genesis chapter 16 verse 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 5 and 7 to 10, and Revelation chapter 2 verses 20 to 23. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 11.